got a question here from Biren Desai, who says to you, if I have B-positive blood and so does my wife, how can our son have O-positive blood?
Well, you'd be asking the milkman what sort of blood group they have. No. This is all very simply explained, because you need to realise that blood group is determined by a set of genes, and you get one gene each from your mum and one from your dad. And blood group's determined by basically two different genes called A or B. And you have certain versions of these. And you can also get a version called O, which is kind of... These genes make proteins that are on the surface of your blood cells. So if you have a gene that is A, you make A proteins, and they go on the surface of your blood cells. If you have a gene for B, that makes B proteins, and they go on the surface of your blood cells. And if you have O, then you don't make any proteins. So going back to what I said about you have one gene from your mum, one gene from your dad. If you had one B gene and one O gene, your blood group would be B because you've still got a gene that's making B proteins, so your blood cells are B. If you then were with someone else who had one B and one O and you had a baby with them...
Have BO.
You would have BO. Your babies could either have BB genes, so their blood group would definitely be B. They could be BO because they've got one B gene from maybe you and an O gene from mum or dad, or they could actually have the two O's, in which case they would be blood group O. So it's perfectly possible to have two B parents having an O child, which you can actually then infer that both of you must be BO.
Hence, that's because group O is recessive.
Exactly. Group O is recessive because you have no proteins on the surface of your blood cells from this group. So if you have even just one A or B gene, that determines your blood type.